So all in all, what message would you give to anybody listening to your story? We're going to have a lot of school children and listening.
I think, yeah, when you look back, I think that about two-thirds of it is at it of I don't want to say a successful life, because I don't want to say I have a successful life, but I mean, I have a good life and I enjoy life. Getting there, I'd say two-thirds of it is attitude. Unfortunately, a good chunk of that comes from your parents. So if you're born into the right circumstances, you've got more than just a head start.
And your mum must have been a very strong person.
Oh, yeah, my dad was pretty strong, too. You know, I mean, and yes, my mother was certainly was. They made a really interesting pair.
And your sister went to Israel?
My sister married in 1953 and moved to Israel. Anyway, so Bridget moved to Israel and got married there. And she's lived ever since. She has four boys and 11 grandchildren. They're all in Israel.
And you married?
I married in 1964. Tomorrow it'll be 50 years. Tomorrow it'll be 50 years.
What's your
7th of June.
What's your wife's name?
Oh, my wife. Lois. Lois Kay. We met in Winnipeg. She was just finishing up university and finishing off 3 years of being Manitoba fencing champion. Foil, you know. And so I live a dangerous life, just so you know. Every minute, no damage at all.
And how many children have you had?
We have four children. They all live in Vancouver, in the same part of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I can cycle there. The furthest is 35-minute cycle run. One daughter lives just across the back lane here. Yeah, we have five grandchildren, and we see them pretty regularly. I mean, we see at least one way or the other, bump into them once a week. We live far enough away so we don't see them leave their houses. Every second Friday we are together, Friday night supper. We moved from Saskatoon to Vancouver here almost 8 years, and we decided, because three of them were here, and the one that was in Saskatoon had been working here, but they're all very good friends, and they do all kinds of things together, and they have done all their life. The middle two were competitive sailors. And them coming to Saskatoon twice a year, I mean, we had the room, but an awful expense, and that way we don't grow up with the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. And the climate's better.
It wasn't really that much of a consideration.